Chapter 4. On the Alert. People feared invasions. Was the homeland safe? Would enemy planes attack? To shield the public from danger, a civil defense program began. It was called the Civilian Defense Corps, CDC. About 10 million people volunteered. CDC volunteers patrolled at night. They made sure windows were covered with thick blackout curtains. These shades blocked all light. Without lights, enemy planes could not find their targets. Caption: Some people volunteered in schools to keep them safe. In their own words. Tom O'Connor was about your age during World War II. He was a civil defense volunteer. My father was 1 year over the draft age, so he was never in the service. But he signed up as an air raid warden. I got a job as a messenger. I wore an armband like my dad's and was allowed out on the street on my bicycle during the drills. My pals were jealous. The CDC held air raid drills, too. This was to help people prepare for an attack. When a siren rang, people ran to basements or safe corridors. Later, an all-clear siren would ring. Plane spotters formed the air warning service.
The spotters watched for enemy planes. If they saw an enemy plane, they sent an emergency transmission to the CDC.
People feared submarines, too. In 1942, German U-boats sank nearly 400 American ships. In response, people used motorcycles and small boats to patrol the coast.